Saga Wakwasasi and the rest of the Seaway Valley. Good morning and welcome to a live edition of CKL Wednesday to Watala. My name is Reen Cook. The original air date on the program is Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. And we remind you, views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during Ditto Watala, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKLN or the Wakwasasi Communication Society. And our phone lines are open if you have any questions about today's topic of discussion. 518-358-3427, 613-575-2101. Email address is reen@cknfm.com. And you can listen to us on our website anytime, anywhere. And we also have, we also have our Twitter feed, and you can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. We also have, as I mentioned, our website. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can also listen to past editions of Ditto Watala as well at your convenience. So with that, we are going to say good morning to two guests joining us today. We've got a big event that's happening here in Wakwasasi. It looks like it's going to be really fun and really beneficial for our local businesses and our community overall. Of course, we're talking about Buy Local, and it is a Buy Local Cupid Hunt. And to join us to tell us about that this morning is Kylie Tarbell. We welcome her back as Manager of Economic Development for the Mohawk Council of Wakwasasi. We also have Kathy Mitchell joining us today, and we welcome her back to the airwaves. She's the Administrative Assistant for the Haudenosaunee for the Mohawk Council of Wakwasasi. So with that, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Reen.
Good morning, Reen.
We're going to get started by talking about what the event is overall and telling us basically the whys and the hows and things of that nature for the Buy Local Cupid Hunt. So Kylie, welcome.
Thank you. So since the release of our leakage study results, one of our biggest initiatives for our community has been our Buy Local campaign. And with that, with this event specifically, you know, we can't even take the credit. We have to give a huge thank you to Regina Jacobs. She is our emergency measures officer. She came up with this idea, and we've taken it, tweaked it a little bit to accommodate Wakwasasi. So going through, you know, trying to implement how we can use this here, we took this as a great opportunity to partner with the Wakwasasi Chamber of Commerce. The main purpose of this event is to promote our Buy Local campaign and support our local businesses. And through this, through the actual Cupid Hunt, we're hoping it'll stimulate our economy.
Well, for sure. And of course, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, you know, gift giving comes to the forefront again, picking up something for a loved one. And not only that, but just doing your everyday business and making sure that you take steps to ensure that our businesses here in Wakwasasi are able to stay open, that they're able to provide jobs for community members, and that the businesses are therefore able to help our those nonprofit organizations, sports teams, things of that nature with donations. It's all a big circle,
yeah.
And we all play an important role in that circle to be successful in our community. So again, the event is called the Buy Local Cupid Hunt, and looking at how we can participate. How's that going to go? We talk with Kathy Mitchell, again, the administrative assistant for the Haudenosaunee. Kathy?
Well, we created a passport that's a pamphlet. It has all the rules, information on the Cupid Hunt, information on the double stamp, the stamping page itself, and the list of all our participating businesses and business information, and a page for our participants to fill out their information to be entered into the draw. The rules for this event is you will visit all 30 of the participant Wakwasasi local businesses identified it on your passport, your search for the hidden Cupid in each store, you'll secretly report your findings to the sales clerk to receive your Buy Local stamp, and you'll continue on to the next business.
Now, the dates for this, I understand, are January 26th through February 11th.
Yes. The passports can be picked up starting Monday, January 26th.
All right. So we'll get ready for that. Now, where can we pick those passports up? Kylie?
All the passports. So all of the 30 participating businesses will have a few copies on hand.
Okay.
But if you do go to one of the participating locations and there are not any available, the Akwesasne Chamber of Commerce location, which is in Frogtown at Swamps Performance Automotive, and our ECDEV office will always have copies on hand.
Okay. For people that are trying to picture this at home, we've done this before with passports, like at job fairs and health fairs.
Yes.
So I think people are pretty familiar with the passport idea. And what a great idea to get the community involved, get the businesses involved, and get us to start really thinking about buying local.
Yes, you know, and another purpose of this, we picked 30 businesses. We originally started out with 15, then it went to 20, then it went to 30. You know, we've had great feedback from businesses who want to participate. And, you know, for all 30 businesses, there may be people in the community who don't know where these businesses are located or what they have in their store. So it's also a good opportunity for our community to just get out there and see our business owners and what they have to offer.
For sure. Now, let's go back to Kathy. Can you talk a little bit more about the double stamp as part of the information contained in the Buy Local Cupid Hunt? It's Passport 2015, brought to you by the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, Buy Local Campaign, and the Akwesasne Chamber of Commerce. So, Kathy, more about the double stamp.
Well, the double stamp we created to for our businesses, it's if you purchase any item or a gift certificate in the amount of $10 or more, you will receive a second stamp on your passport. Each stamp you receive means more chances to win a prize. You do not have to purchase an item or a gift certificate from every participating Akwesasne local business identified, but purchases are required in order to validate your name in the draw again.
Okay, so the more purchases we make, the more our name will go into that draw. Very nice. So again, the max stamp is 2 on each participating business. Number 1, finding the Cupid, and number 2, spending $10 or more. So how many do we need to have stamped to get into the draw?
In order to qualify for the draw, you must have a minimum of 10 businesses or more stamped. But the more stamps you have, it's the better chance to win.
Okay. And if you fill up the whole passport?
So we just kind of added this little twist to it. If you fill up all 30 spots of your passport, we will enter your name into a draw for the grand prize 3 times.
All right. Awesome. And we're going to get through those grand prizes. We'll tell you what those are. And there's also a number of gift certificates that people can win as well for participating in the Buy Local Cupid Hunt. And we know that the Akwesasne Winter Carnival is coming up, so we're kind of connecting in with that.
Yeah.
As well with the Valentine's Day holiday too. So lots of different things that are working into the mix here, variables for making the Buy Local Cupid Hunt lots of fun. So continuing on again, we're talking with Kylie Tarbell, Manager of Economic Development, and Kathy Mitchell, Administrative Assistant of De Hodionowago. We're talking about the Buy Local Cupid Hunt. So let's go through some of these businesses. I was looking at the passport, and there were actually a few on there that I didn't recognize. So we want people to pay close attention. We're going to go through the 30 local businesses right now. Kylie, you'll take care of that for us.
Yes, we chose businesses throughout all of Akwesasne. They're all 3 districts, so make sure you get ready to travel all over the territory. We have Swamps Performance, Lot Creations, Akwesasne Sports in both locations, American and Canadian side, Express Gas, Keegan's Tobacco, Brass Horse Pizzeria, Purple Ribbon, Mohawk Plumbing, Akwesasne Mini Mart, T&T Deli, Cook's Greenery, Twin Leaf, the store, convenience store section, Tim Hortons at Western Door, Truck Stop Number 9, Thrifty Threads, Red Fox Gas and Convenience, Butters Quick Stop, Big Boys Gas, Dunamaz Medicine Cabinet and Kennel, Another Damn Sig Store, Jock's Quick Stop, Wild Bill's, Rez Phones, Three Feathers Cafe, AK Gas and Tobacco, Joseph's Fine Jewelry, T19 Sports, Koi Express, and Thompson's Convenience Store.
There we go. 30 fantastic businesses located on the territory of Akwesasne. We'd like to add Thrifty Threads East. From what we understand, for their participation in the Buy Local Cupid Hunt. One of them that I didn't recognize was Locke Creations. That's Hannah Leaf, and that's over on Cornwall Island. Yes. Is that something new?
She's been open for almost a year.
Okay.
We're big fans of her.
All right.
You know, personally, she does custom T-shirts for sports teams.
Nice.
Sweatshirts, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. All right, so we have that. And then Dudema's Medicine Cabinet and Kennel is another one that I didn't recognize, but I see that's Andrea Swamp over on State Road.
Yes.
On Route 37 East. So that's where that is. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I didn't recognize right off the bat. I think those were the only two. So that's awesome. Now, with regards to the locations of these businesses, in case people don't... we have the information location and also the contact person for these businesses right here in this passport.
Yes. There will be an additional sheet with each passport handed out that will have the business name, you know, the phone number and location, and in case you can't find it, there's a contact person on there.
There you go. So I think all of our bases are covered, and it's almost like a scavenger hunt, and
yes.
We're getting rewarded. The businesses are getting rewarded, and we appreciate everybody's participation in this. It's a great way to get the community involved in really pushing for the Buy Local campaign. So nice job there. We've listed all of the participating businesses. Let's talk about prizes. The end of the tunnel. What are we seeing at the end of the tunnel for our Buy Local Cupid Hunt?
Well, we have three grand prizes, all worth $100 each. The Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Maple Room, Joseph's Fine Jewelry, and a Beautylicious gift certificate for someone lucky to be able to get a makeover from our three talented ladies.
That's awesome. Very nice. So some beautiful prizes right there. $100 gift certificates from Maple Room, Joseph's Fine Jewelry, and Beautylicious. I love their name, Beautylicious.
Yes.
That's awesome. So we also have a number of gift certificates from local businesses as well.
Yes, the Chamber of Commerce is working on that right now, but we are aiming to have an additional minimum of 20 gift certificates from local businesses.
Okay. Now, my next question is, can other, like say I have four kids, can all four of my kids do this? Are we doing age limits? How is this working?
I mean, as long as they can get around and this is the prizes they're interested in it, absolutely. There's no age limit to it.
Yeah, because like as an example, we gave away something at Titus, I think, maybe last year, the year before. So we had people come find us all over the place, and people would show up with vans full. So
the more the merrier. You mm-hmm. know, we really just want the community out there participating in this. You know, there's 30 businesses, and one of... You know, the things we would like is for community members to be spending at least $10 in each one of these businesses.
Yep.
So just to put it in perspective, if we have 10 community members spending $10 each in every store, that's $300 a person. Times 10 people, that's $3,000 we just stimulated in our own economy.
Perfect. Excellent. I love the equation there, and the math that comes out, of course, equals success for our
exactly.
community and for our businesses as well. Again, Kathy, can you let our listeners know, for those that might just be tuning in, where we can pick up the passport?
You can pick up the passports at our Economic Development Office at CIA 3, located on Cornwall Island, or at the Chamber of Commerce office that's located at Swamps Performance Automotive in Frogtown, or any participating businesses.
Nice. Okay. Looking at updates from the economic development program itself, Kylie, I know that we've got the Buy Local Cupid Hunt going on. What else is happening? I know we're involved with the Winter Carnival as well.
Yes. Our most recent upcoming event with Dejo de Inawago, we are partnering with our environment program, and we will be at the Winter Carnival February 15th. From 10 to 2 p.m. at the St. Regis Mohawk School.
Okay.
We will be hosting an archaeology presentation We will be there promoting economic development services we offer through our office and, of course, our Buy Local campaign.
That's awesome. Now, is any of this information available online in case people are just tuning into the program or would like to look at the list themselves at home? Are we on Facebook? Are we on the MCA website?
Yes, we do have our economic development Facebook page, and all our information can be found on there.
Okay. Again, check that out online, and the phone number to reach you guys for questions.
You can reach us at 613-575-2250, extension 1053, or you can contact Rayanne Oaks at the Chamber of Commerce at 518-333-0385.
And once again, the Akwesasne Chamber of Commerce, located on the top floor at Swamps Performance Automotive in Frogtown. So anything else before we let you go, ladies?
Nope, that's it.
Excellent. We thank you for coming by, and we appreciate all the good work that you do to stimulate our economy and to really get people on that mindful thinking of buy local and trying to stop some of that economic leakage that we've seen because of that study that we conducted, trying to be prosperous here in Akwesasne. And at least once every day, somebody, please buy something local, whether that's a gift or, you know, maybe something to eat, or you're going to fill up a couple of cars with gas and things like that. We appreciate every little bit. Helps our businesses, helps our community members, and therefore benefits everyone. So we will have fun with the Buy Local Cupid Hunt. I think that people are really going to like that a lot.
Yes, that's we're hoping, you know, this has a great turnout. And based on the results of this, you know, we would like to run another one, you know, Easter, we can do one for National Aboriginal Day, you know, next Christmas. So, you know, as long as we get a good turnout, we can do it again.
That's awesome. So everybody get ready. The passports will be available come Monday, and everything gets underway on Monday. And it's a nice time period as well. You get to go through at least one paycheck cycle for January 26th through February 11th.
Yes.
All right. So that's awesome. All right, ladies, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Yo.